I'm hoping you can maybe share with me a reflection or two on what that day was like for you.
Well, you know, thinking back 10 years ago today at about 6:03 p.m. when the I-35W bridge collapsed into the Mississippi River, I think everybody would agree it was a horrific event. And, you know, today's a beautiful day in Minnesota like it was 10 years ago, but also a somber, thinking back of all those people who tragically lost their lives and were seriously injured, and just the great impact it had on our community, both here locally as well as nationally.
You know, it seemed to be one of those cases where, in spite of the fact that obviously something very shocking and tragic was going on, there was also a sort of excellence going on in terms of the people that were cleaning up the mess and taking care of it. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I think what you're referring to is the extraordinary response by not just law enforcement and firefighters and medics, but also just average citizens who came to help others who they didn't even know. I mean, people were hurt. They were devastated. Some got rides to the hospital and the back seat of cars with people they didn't even know. Others, first responders, police officers, and firefighters risked their lives to get into that river and through the wreckage and the carnage to try and bring some sense of calm to the calamity that was happening all around them. And, I mean, you look at the pictures even 10 years later, like I've been doing this week, and you think about all the things I still don't know about the heroic efforts by just the average person.
Is there a specific story or two that that have stuck with you all these years later of something that you witnessed or that you participated in the effort after the bridge collapse that that you would share with me?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. One, I think, would be down at the river itself, just an hour or two into the to the bridge collapse. I was down on the river with several Minneapolis firefighters and a Hennepin County sheriff's deputy. We're on a boat, you know, taking a look at the rescue operations at the time and trying to do what we could do. And I remember a individual came down to the river. He had his diving gear. He wasn't a police officer, wasn't a firefighter. He was an average citizen who was passing by, saw what happened, and wanted to help any way he could. And fortunately, he had some knowledge about diving, and he wanted to get into the water and help us check some of the vehicles that were submerged that we couldn't see from the surface. And again, here's a guy that didn't have to do it. He wanted to help, and it was just kind of an odd thing. The other one was the day after the bridge collapsed, early Thursday morning, Minneapolis police chief and I were doing a press conference, and we were just ending it. I remember talking to a woman who came up to me, sought me out, and she asked us, please don't leave her husband behind. Her husband was a guy named Greg. Joel said they called him a Jolly, and he was a construction worker on the bridge at the time of the collapse. He was missing. Unfortunately, we presumed that he had perished as well, and she was really concerned that we would do our work and leave without recovering him, and we assured her that we would not do that, that we would not leave any victims behind before reuniting them with their families.
You know, in the position that you're in, I'm sure that sometimes when you're called to scenes like this, that you're working sort of on adrenaline, and emotion isn't necessarily something that's supposed to factor into how you do your job. But I can't imagine that you would have gone through that experience without having some emotion as it's happening. Can you just describe that for me?
Well, again, if you think about 25, 30 minutes after the bridge collapsed, climbing down steel rungs on the side of the lower lock and dam to get into a boat with a couple of firefighters who you didn't know and another Hennepin County Sheriff's Office deputy, and then waiting for the water to lower so that the big bifold doors would open up in that lock and dam. And then you open it up and you see smoke, fire, carnage, vehicles in the water, all that debris, sirens, the smell. and it just, it overwhelms you almost immediately. And I don't think there was any of the first responders down there that day that didn't have the same emotions, but our training kicks in, and we do what needs to get done in order to bring some calm to the situation. A couple hours later, being up at the command post, seeing just a sheer number of personnel that had come to help, both on duty, off duty, really from all over the metro area and all parts of the state, because it was an all call for help. And then literally 35, 40 minutes later at a press conference live at City Hall, talking to the people of Minnesota, and unbeknownst to me at the time, the people across the United States about what just happened, that it was tragic. Yes, people died. First responders were there, and they were getting a handle on what was going on, and they were going to bring some sense back to the carnage that that took place. And again, all of it happened so fast, it just all kicks in at once. And again, you do what you need to do. We're lucky here in Minnesota that we have the first responders that we have the training that was afforded to us, and that we have those personal relationships with the different agencies, cops and firefighters, the governor's office, our federal partners. Everybody came. It wasn't territorial. Everybody wanted to do the best they could for the people of Minnesota and the people who lost their lives and or were injured and their extended families.
Well, Sheriff, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to reflect with me on this 10th anniversary. Any final thoughts on where we are 10 years later?
You know, tonight, as the calendar rolls, is actually National Night Out, the 10th anniversary of the I-35 bridge collapse. As it may be, there are going to be thousands of block parties across this county and in Minneapolis, and you're going to see police officers from every agency out meeting with neighbors and friends. And I venture to say the I-35 bridge collapse in the 10 years since that happened is going to be on everybody's mind. It just so happens the 2 days collide this time around. And I can't think of a better tribute to the men and women who lost their lives or were injured than law enforcement and the community coming together on National Night Out.